All right, everybody ready here? We're going to reconvening, and we will now take up item seven, the agency budget development and request. And this is something where action on our part is required by, I think, the end of August, and this is our last meeting before the end of August. So important issue for us to be able to send our budget proposal on for state consideration. So about it.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Chair Imason, State Forest Authority members of the board. For the record, my name is Bill Herber, Administrative Services Division Chief.
And State Forest Authority, Chair Imason, and members of the board. For the record, I'm James Short, ODF Budget Director.
So as Chair Imason said, today we are looking for board approval for our agency's 1921 biennium agency request budget. For the last two board meetings, you have been hearing about our policy option packages. And in today, you'll be hearing how those overlay with our core budget to produce our ARB. In addition to this presentation, you do have a handout that we will be providing to the audience in a minute that provides some additional detail beyond this presentation. So first, a quick review of the overall process. As I'm sure you're aware, the approval of the ARB is our first step. After that, the agency still has some work to do in producing our budget narrative, the actual document we submit to the Chief Financial Office of the Department of Administrative Services. That deadline is August 31st, and the department is on track to make that deadline. After that, the governor's office, after incorporating our budget against revenue forecasts and her priorities, will release the governor's budget toward the end of the year. It is this budget that we create our presentation materials as we go into the legislative session. After the legislator votes on the governor's budget, we will end up with our legislatively adopted budget, our LAB, and any changes made throughout the biennium via the Legislative Emergency Board are reflected in our agency approved budget or legislatively approved budget. This is a budget where fire costs are reflected, so that's where you see the increases as we move throughout the biennium. Before we get to our 1921 budget, I'll quickly review our 1719 LAB for reference. I'll be talking here about our approved budget, and this is for 1719 as of February 2018, and it totals roughly $500 million. This is a view of our budget by program area. As you can expect, fire protection is a significant piece of this budget at 37%. I do want to point out that in the blue there, the agency administration is coming up second at 28%. That's actually an artifact of the Elliott State Forest bonding, and you'll see that change as we go into the 1921, and I'll describe how that change is reflected. Here's the same budget, 1719 LAB, but a specific look at general fund. Once again, as expected, fire protection always a significant portion of our general fund, here in the case of 76%. And remember, this is our approved budget, so this does show fire costs in addition to our base core budget. So on to our 1921 budget. We'll start our budget process with our current service level. This means we look at core business, what it takes to run core business and apply inflationary factors, and this leaves us with our CSL as our starting point. And our CSL for 1921 was calculated at $379 million. And you can see the majority of the budget going to our core programs, fire protection, state, and private forests. I mentioned that change with agency administration. You can see the reduction in agency administration, the blue there, and then an increase in the gray, which is our debt service. Both of these are the Elliott State Forest as the process turns from the purchase to the debt service bonding. So that's where that flip happens and why agency administration is now fourth biggest piece of the pie. Or the box in this case. So after our CSL, we look at enhancements to expand that core budget through policy option packages or policy enhancement packages. And you've been seeing these the last two board meetings, so this slide should be familiar to you. The only thing that's a little bit different than you've heard previously, that these are our actual numbers that will be requested. And you can see the agency initiative, which is priority rank number two, which we call Protecting Oregon's Forests and Communities, ultimately came out at $26.4 million after we calculated true personnel costs there. So in total, our policy option pass or ask this biennium is $50.5 million. Of this, 62% is general fund. 36% is other fund limitation ask, with 2% being federal funds. We have no lottery funds within this ask this biennium. So overlaying our policy option packages with our current service level gives us an agency request budget of about $430 million. And you can see 75% or a large portion of that budget is to our core programs of fire protection, state, and private forests. So to compare our current biennial budget, we'll use the legislatively adopted budget. I kind of described the difference between the adopted and the approved. And for this comparison, I'll go back to that adopted budget, and that way we're not comparing fire costs into this. So you'll notice that first column there, general fund, we see an increase of about 80%, and this is due to the agency initiative or our policy option packages protecting Oregon's forests and communities, as well as the Elliott Forest Bond, where that debt service is completely covered by general fund. So those two bump up general fund quite significantly. Conversely, you see other fund drop 21%, and this is due to that shift from Elliott Forest, that purchasing piece, into debt service. So general fund gets increased, other fund gets decreased. Overall, our 1921 agency request budget is about 4% reduction from our 1719 legislatively adopted budget. But once again, that's that massive change through the Elliott State Forest that kind of keeps that reduction fairly close. As far as positions in FTE, there we go. We'll see an increase with our ARB of 63 positions, which equates to about 55 FTE. You've heard Chief Graff talk throughout the last two board meetings about the FTE through the agency initiative always hovering around that 55 mark. So it is about 54.96 FTE. And that is across the organization, both here at Salem headquarters and throughout the field. So next steps, as I mentioned at the start of this presentation, pending this board's approval, our next step is to submit our agency request budget to the governor by August 31st. I did say we are on track. There's a lot of work, technical work that's going on behind the scenes currently, and we are on track to make that deadline. And as always, to ensure a balanced statewide budget, the governor may decide to undertake reductions in our budget and fund any, all, or none of our policy option requests. During this process, I will continue to keep the board and our stakeholders thoroughly apprised of any updates to this process. And with that, James and I are happy to take any questions.
Any questions, comments, board members?
So this budget is tied to the the organizational restructure is using our existing workforce. There are some state force positions in the initiative, but we're not counting on those for that workforce future. The front of things that we're still keeping that newer model is the ability to expand into that. It's a scalable organization. But we do have additional capacity in state force from the initiative. What it will really do is begin to relieve some of the stress we're facing right now. They've been able to complete our core business models, fire. And then outside of fire season, they also have federal funding in it because of the nexus with GMA. So no direct relationship to the restructure. That was done assuming.
Any questions? Yeah, do you do the minus 5, minus 10 as well? Is that required?
Yeah. We have done a 10% budget reduction. That's part of your agency request or your agency request budget. What we focused on, because capacity is our number one request in the our agency policy option packages, in reverse, we try to minimize impacts to the program or capacity. So we look for those areas where we have funds that are not related to people. So some of the reductions did involve the federal forest restoration, where we're having capacity funds for research or speeding that up. There were some expenditures for some note death. We looked first as much as we could for funds where we don't impact people. But pretty readily to get to 10% is a significant impact. There's not any any excess in this, but pretty quickly I don't know the exact level. So we worked together. We had a, we had the principles that you approved, and we looked at those. We really focused on as much as possible minimizing the impact. Do you remember the exact number?
The full 10%, how many FTE that affects?
17 FTE, and that equated to about $7.1 million in general fund.
Other questions? Any other discussion? If not, you see the staff recommendation, which is to approve the 2019-21 agency request budget, approve in concept the board letter of transmittal to the governor, authorize the board chair to sign on the letter following final drafting, and direct the department to submit the board letter concurrent with the 2019-2021 agency request budget to the Department of Administrative Services by the end of August 31st, 2018 deadline. There a motion to approve?
Moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? And all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Motion carries. Thank you for all the work that you put into this.
Thank you, Chair Imason, State Forester Doherty, members of the board.